All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat. Mike Griffith is up first, is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Robin Roney is on. Deb New 2011 is on. Agravain is on. Golfin' Rocky is on. Skunk 71 is on. Steph Toms is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Lady Vu is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Lady Vu is on. Granite 2468 is on. Jewel 21 Hours is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Sheila K is on. Judy Anita is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Uncle Wally is on. K4 VMS is on. D9597 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. LA 106 Times is on. Aphrodites is on. Big Jim Goblu is on. Richard Perry's on. Jim Brody's on. Let me see here, scrolling down here. My favorite show is on. Peg McGroin is on. Sergeant Nick is on. Let me see here, scrolling down. Those Jesus people is on. Charlie 340 is on. Hi, right back to you. Let me see here. Becklin 60 is on. We're scrolling down here. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Just going down to the bottom. One more. Refidota is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Before we get to the Trump stuff, a lot of various things tonight. Got really short stacks of a lot of different things. Got stuff on Trump. Got some stuff on Mom Donnie out of New York City. AI blackmailing people for self-preservation. That's happening 80 to 90% of the time in the testing. That's an absolute fact, by the way, where AI is actually using blackmail to stay alive. That's a fact. Redistricting stuff out of Texas. And I've always got my vaccine stack ready to go, but I never get to it because of the new news. But anyway, always locked and loaded and ready to go, though, just in case. Although, just in case I don't get anything vaccine, which the odds are 0.0 that I'm going to get to it tonight. RFK Jr., Trump administration has cut $500 million of funding of mRNA vaccinations. Big deal, big stuff, good stuff, as Trump defends mRNA. Tom, make it make sense. I can't. Trump. I mean, for me, if I make a mistake, I make a mistake. But in the political, and I just say that I make a mistake and that I was wrong. But I guess in the political realm, you just can't say it, although I don't believe in that. I'm just saying that seems to be the political rules, is you just kind of obfuscate because basically, you have RFK trying to defund mRNA while Trump calls Operation Warp Speed one of the greatest accomplishments in government history. That was from today. And Trump hasn't wavered from that point. That's what he said from day one. I still voted for him, but that's the reason why I voted for him. If he was pro-vaccine mandate, I either would not have voted for him, or I would have found somebody else to vote for, or wrote in a candidate, whatever it may be. But he's never been pro-vaccine mandate, but he has certainly been pro-vaccine and pro-Operation Warp Speed and is twice vaxxed himself. So, I mean, as is 80% of the U.S. population, which I double-checked, by the way, and that's absolutely accurate, not twice dosed. 80% of the population has received at least one mRNA or one vaccination. May not be mRNA because they may have been before Johnson & Johnson was outlawed by the people that pushed forward on the mRNA. But anyway, no, it's all coincidence.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah.
Everything is coincidence. Everything. Don't believe what your lying eyes tell you. Let me just show you this real quick. Life Night, I just want to show you. I love to always just illuminate our opposition, highlight our opposition, so people just don't ever forget who it is that we oppose. I mean, I think it's in the post game. I'm not sure whether I included it or not. I'm not going to check. But anyway, I would love to do a retro COVID show. And that may just be for me. I mean, and you can let me know in the chat. Aaron will let me know what you guys say. But I see it. I can see the chat, but I can't watch it the whole time. It's scrolling the whole time. I can't watch it the whole time. Otherwise, I'd lose I just lose concentration when I'm doing. But anyway, I would love to do a retro COVID show. Just go back and talk about, if I don't have it in tonight's post game, I will, because it's a Jacinda Ardern's greatest hits video. Because people just completely and totally forget where we were not 5 years ago. And really where we were 4 years ago. Where we were 3 years ago even. And people forget it, and it's amazing that they forget it. You've heard me illustrate this many times, and it's not because I'm butthurt or anything else. It's not butthurt. There is a fine line of nuance between being butthurt and amazed. I just am truly amazed watching Christians usher themselves back to their COVID caving churches, because their COVID caving churches are less confrontational, less demanding, less hellfire brimstone, less promises of God, less demanding. Even though we know in Luke 12:48, from whom much is given, much is demanded. And it's, they go back to these less demanding churches, all of which cave to COVID. So that very philosophy that you're more attracted to is the philosophy that caved to COVID, which you hated. So wouldn't it line up in your mind, and this is where the amazement is, that you probably ought to stick with the jerk instead? That being me and people like me that are too mean, you know? So anyway, I just like to highlight the opposition. That goes back to COVID too. And I may do it, or I may take a sliver. But the problem, Aaron knows this, Will knows this, that if I do a sliver of COVID, that's going to be the entire show. So I could not start with it. So I'd have to like pigeonhole myself for like the last 10 minutes of the show and just do 10 minutes on retro COVID. Because
yeah.
People forget, and they forget, and then they repeat it. If you don't know about history, you're doomed to repeat it. But anyway, lifenews.com video. Here is Governor of Minnesota, Tampon Timmy Walz, signing the bill to legalize killing babies in abortion up to the very second that they are born. And look at all the Democrats rejoice at this Holocaust. Play it for me.
It is law.
And this never want us to forget who it is. You can just mute it for me. Who our opposition is. I mean, it's just... Look at these people. You are, you know, if I actually showed any idiot in that room an abortion, unless they were demon possessed, they would be pro-life. But none of them has ever seen an abortion. None of them has ever seen a baby having its brains sucked out with a needle. Not one of them has ever seen a baby have its limbs pulled off piece by bloody piece by serrated forceps. Nobody's ever seen it. While they literally have their leg pulled off and screaming in the amniotic fluid so you can't hear him, then none of these people have ever seen. Oh, look at all these idiots clap. All of them were not victims of that homicide, but yet they're cheering on the homicide of others. 2 million per year. No, Tom. The stats are 1.1 million per year in the United States of America. Planned Parenthood does about 900,000 of them a year. No, it's way more than that, because the two states that perform the most abortions, that I should say commit the most homicides, the most abortions, are California and New York. And strangely, they are immune from having to fill out their abortion stats. Isn't that weird how that all works? It's almost like the Joe Biden DOJ criminal statistics, the UCR statistics, coming into the Biden administration, where suddenly, oh, wow, crime's gone way down, but 44% of agencies, including Tampa, Orlando, Miami, L.A., aren't reporting their stats any longer. So, of course, crime would go down. 44% of agencies are no longer reporting their crime to the UCR. So that's exactly what they're doing here. California and New York do not accurately report and are not required, for some reason, they get an exemption from reporting their abortion homicide rates and their abortion homicide numbers. Tired of calling things that are what they are a different name. So anyway, these, look how repulsive. They got a little girl standing there. Just think about this. Tampon Timmy, that little girl standing to his right, she looks like she's about 9. He would have gladly aborted her 9 years and 1 second ago. That's who these people are. Absolutely. You got that black representative right there. What's the number one cause of death in black America, amongst black citizens of the United States of America? Not white cops. That's about 9 people a year. That would be the 400,000 plus abortions per year that are committed in the black community, because they make sure that, of course, I mean, it's all, Aaron, again, it's all coincidence.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Margaret Sanger, devout eugenist.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, father, devout eugenist. They're just the ones who created Planned Parenthood and made sure that there was a Planned Parenthood on every single urban corner in America. But they weren't trying to kill black people or anything, even though they said that they were. Of course not.
No.
I mean, they've only got it up to about 500,000 that they're killing per year. I mean,
Conspiracy
theories. Here I am again. Radical right-wing tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. Even though all the numbers are right there. Let me show you this one. Pulling off of that very serious subject, let's go to non-serious. A woke writer, that see that lovely in the left-hand, try to ignore the beautiful woman. Look at the lovely in the left-hand corner. Isn't she a beauty? That, and again, guess what her name is? Rachel Bitecoffer.
Oh.
We could do some things with that name, but I'm not going to. But anyway, that's Rachel Bitecoffer, and she's the woke writer who slammed, writer being slammed for branding Sydney Sweeney's a butterface who looks great in jeans. So that's the woman that calls her. Go to the next one for me. Here she is. That's the woman that is your nightmare for your son to show up with when he comes home. Hey, Dad, I want to introduce you to my future bride.
Bitecoffer.
Rachel Bitecoffer. That's her name. So she calls Sydney Sweeney a butterface. Okay, if there was any living embodiment of butterface on the planet, it's this woman who has consumed copious amounts of butter in her life. Rachel Bitecoffer. That's her name. I just had to show you that. That's all just fun. All right, let's go to Trump. Nick Shorter tweet, breaking big news right here. Apple just announced, remember this, they had a 600, was it million or billion?
Billion.
It was billion. About a $600 billion investment in our economy. Aaron, can you pull up how many times that Apple invested in the Biden economy?
No.
None. Okay, nope. Zero. Okay, great job, Democrats. I mean, no wonder you don't want Donald Trump. I mean, who wants a $600 billion investment from a leftist company? I mean, you could have secured that with ease, couldn't you? Oh, no, because if you would, then you'd be violating your ridiculous tariffs are evil for us to inflict, but not to have inflicted upon us. Ideology, you'd be violating that. But anyway, breaking, Apple just announced they will be making all Apple iPhone and watch screens in Kentucky. That would be all.
Wow.
All Apple iPhone and watch screens in Kentucky, bringing back jobs from overseas, which is, by the way, a red state. I don't know how they elect Andy Beshear as governor, but they do. For the first time, when was that? Ever. 100% of iPhone and watch screens will be made in the United States of America. The workforce at the Kentucky plant will also be increased by just a mere 50%. Again, you look at this and you're a Democrat. How in the world do you justify your political stance of being against Trump? I mean, how do you do this? Because you know who can apply for these jobs? Republicans and Democrats. And these are all high-paying jobs. These are all high-level, mid to high-level middle-class jobs. Every single one of them. Upper middle class to slightly above, right at middle class. So, I mean, these are really, really good jobs. So I just wonder how it is. Again, I love to actually understand things. I mean, I really would. I'd love to understand how you can be Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett, who she herself has never actually accomplished anything in her life and then lies about every single aspect of her past, about why she went to law school and everything else, how she ever got into law school, three letters, DEI. But anyway, how it is that you can be, I mean, you're against Donald Trump, so you're against this. I mean, and see, like, if this was me, and this, let's just say right now that Kamala was president. Ugh. If Kamala was president and she accomplished this, I'd put it on the podcast.
Yep.
I'd be like, you know what? She's doing great things. If she had secured $17, $18 trillion worth of foreign and domestic investment into our economy, I would actually put that on the podcast and say, you know what? She's doing a great job, as I do with Trump, because I'm a Trump supporter, thrice voted for Trump, and still a Trump supporter. I'm just saying that, and we cover both the things that we don't like and the things that we do. So that's what operating in the truth is all about. To operate as a Democrat, you are operating in denial. Absolute denial as a Democrat. Denial drives me crazy. That is where I'm telling you right now, I have lots of faults and failings, but I don't live in abject denial. If I don't see the fruits that I want to see, I know it's because seed was not put in the ground. So when you're sitting there and you're going as a Democrat, why is it that we don't get these things? Because you suck and you never, ever put the seed in the ground. You never did the work. You never did the negotiations. You never imposed the evil tariffs that have brought all these jobs home. Aaron, is the is the recession here yet?
No.
Have the prices gone up yet?
No.
Oh, that was all predicted by the Jasmine Crockett's of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to use her for a while. AOC's boring me right now. So, I mean, all those horrible MSNBC econ predictions of the sky is falling and the recession's coming. I don't see it.
Nope.
I don't see it. Well, he promised on day one to lower prices. First of all, everybody knows day one is figurative. Like, we all know that he's not going to walk into the office, to the Oval Office, and then lower prices that day. Okay, I mean, we know day one. Okay, so he's 6 months in, and eggs are down 40%. I'm out on the road, up not in great distances, but I'm out on the road every day, and I see the gas prices every day. They're down, considerably down. In a couple of days, I've seen a 285 here in Florida. So, I mean, they're down. Everything, there's been no, again, well, of course, tariffs they'd have to raise prices because you're charging a 15%, 30% tariff on goods coming in. They're eating it. The foreign countries are eating it. Why is that? Because we have all what Trump calls the cards. They don't have an economy. They don't have 400 million people living in their country, a capitalistic society that buys all their goods. They don't have the money. We do. So they are paying for the right to come in here, and they're eating the cost. They're eating the tariff cost. Trump knew they would do that because they know that they raise their prices here. They raise their prices in response to the tariffs. We'll just have companies build it here. And that's what's happening with Apple. As Trump said, I'm going to charge you 100% tariff for, what is it, Aaron? Chips and something else, he said. I can't remember what the other, it was chips and something else. But any chips and some other form of technology, I'm going to charge you 100% tariff. So Apple's like, crap, we're going home.
Yeah,
we're going, and a lot of other companies are doing the exact same thing. You're going to see that with car manufacturing also. So you're going to see a lot of jobs coming to America that Democrats never provide. But I thought they were the party of the middle class. Joe Biden, 4 years. I mean, those four wretched years under Joe Biden did not produce any investment in our economy whatsoever. Just added $10 trillion worth of debt. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know what the next one is because I haven't unclipped my thing yet here. All right, Hatton America is back. Radical, and this is actually an excellent story. Let's go to the border for a couple of minutes. Radical immigration judges getting the boot. Great story here. Play for me.
We hired without warning. Two now former female federal immigration judges say their terminations are part of what they see as an obvious pattern.
We have seen that women and minorities have been disproportionately affected. This clearly raises serious concerns about transparency, fairness, and due process in our courts. I call for full transparency regarding our terminations.
Judge Carla Espinosa's termination email came as she sat on the bench in Chicago's immigration court July 11th. In the span of a few days, two more female colleagues got the same email from the Executive Office of Immigration Review, the division of the Department of Justice that oversees immigration courts.
I worry the EOIR has lost its mission.
The I-team broke the story of Assistant Chief Judge Jennifer Payton's firing last month.
I'm really mostly worried about our country.
After years leading Chicago's immigration court, Judge Payton says the overburdened system she helped oversee is buckling.
Since January 2025, I've watched my professional colleagues and friends, over 100 of them, be either fired, resign, or transferred to other government jobs. Even more judges have simply quit. That leaves perhaps 600 immigration judges now, down from a high of a little over 700.
Judge Payton's ouster came weeks after a meeting with Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
So you have one of the judges says they're being run out of office now because they're not actually immigration judges. What they are illegal immigration facilitators. That's who they are. Yeah, just give me the pick with all three. It will come into focus, guys. But anyway, and just freeze it. Just don't worry. I don't need it on a specific time. Right there is perfect. And here's what I'll just say this. I'll finish my point. But anyway, this overburdened system. Okay, these judges are not judges. Basically, you go in and they've been caught. You have illegals caught by ICE, or you have people trying to immigrate into the country. These are not people that make lawful, constitutional. All these Democrats are, everybody in that picture is a Democrat, including the judges. They vote Democrat. They donate Democratic Party causes. They give Democratic Party candidates. And can you imagine you, me, Will, or Aaron standing before these two fat women and our life is in their hands? These are the judges. Now, what these women are, they've never been asked out on dates. Nobody ever wants to touch them. Nobody ever wants to. They're going to take vengeance on all men that they see. We all know that. So anyway, just like all the effeminate guys, like we showed last night, all the Democratic Party leaders, Dan Goldman, one right I could name, if I just sat here for a second, Dan Goldman, myriad of others that I can name, they're all effeminate men that want to take vengeance for being bullied at different times in their life. That's what they do. I mean, they're actually masochistic, sadistic human beings. But these judges are not judges. They're supposed to come in with the Constitution. If somebody entered illegally, they kick them out. That's not what's happening here. These judges are facilitating these illegals into the country. And one of the judges say, and why do they all look the same? They're all obese women. You're like, Tom, enough with the weight stuff. Listen, I understand being overweight. I mean, here you go. I'll show you. Here's me. Okay. So, I mean, listen, I could lose 25 pounds. Easy. Okay. I need to. But I mean, I'm not morbidly obese. Okay. Enough, especially the woman on the left. I mean, everybody, if you ever watched, they did a video of, they actually put it in, it was like one of those like Black Fridays type of deals. So they videoed all these Americans. And by the way, all of them were white. I mean, there were some black people mixed in. But anyway, and it's just as bad in the black community, or worse. But anyway, they just basically showed the video of all these people because everybody's lined up outside. Never understand this, by the way. We're going on a 30-minute diatribe about that, but I'm not going to do it. Everybody's out there just waiting to get 10% off on the latest whatever. And they just showed them all walk in. Every single person was obese. Every person was obese. And all these people that are our judges, this woman on the left, she's going to judge whether or not somebody spends the rest of their life in federal prison or in prison or whatever. I know right now she's an immigration judge, but whatever. She's a judge, and her people's lives are in her hands, and she can't even control her consumption of pastries. I mean, really? Or do we really want that person making those decisions? Not me. I really don't. But anyway, the one on the right there is talking about all the judges that have quit, and this is an overburdened system. It's buckling. Overburdened by you. I mean, you're the one who's causing the problem that you're complaining about, and that problem actually keeps her in a job. Because if the system's overburdened, okay, when you're allowing in 15,000 illegals per day at the height of the Biden administration, then you're going to have a whole lot of judges facilitating them into the country, which is part of the border security bill from James Cuckboy Lankford, where they hire all of these CBP agents, not to stop people from entering, but to help people enter, to facilitate people to illegally enter this country. So that's all these judges are doing. And the system that she's complaining about that's buckling, that's overburdened, is overburdened because of the people that she supports and votes for on purpose, and she wants it to be overburdened and buckling so there can be more Democratic Party judges to facilitate more in. If we only got 1 million in last year, let's get in under the Biden administration 20 million in 4 years, an average of 5 million per year into the country illegally. They brought in two New York cities under these two dingbats. You deserve to be fired. You're getting exactly what you deserve. Go, Aaron.
So could you say that now that those judges are gone, we have been unburdened?
Unburdened by what has been? Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. You know what, Aaron? You know, I just need to wait and just stand in the presence of that statement for a minute.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
I mean, it feels good. Oh, gosh, the cackle. We could do a whole night on the cackle. All right, go to the next one for me. Lives a TikTok tweet. Arizona State Senator Annalise, of course, Ortiz, is actively impeding and doxing ICE by posting their live locations on Instagram. Folks, these people have to go to federal prison. Where's the parallel ever? And even to the, and I know that's not my audience, but I'm just saying to the Republicans who always have the similar mantra of, well, if we do it to them, they're going to do it to us. We need to rise above doing all these. No. Listen, if you're in a street fight, you better fight like you're in the street. Otherwise, you'd be dead. Fighting by the rules, you're like, I know we're in a street fight and you've got a machete, but here, you ready? Here we go. Street fight. No, you're going to get your hands cut off and then stabbed to death, all right? So, I mean, no, you're going to have to pick up a machete. Okay, all figuratively here now, all figuratively, but I'm just saying, you're in a street fight here, and Senator Annalise here needs to go to federal prison. The Republicans, by the way, they can. The Republicans who make those ridiculous statements, we don't ever do these things. We never do these things. They have one incident that they're going to point at for all of eternity, partly because it was a Fed's direction, in which it was. I'm talking about January 6th of 2021. And part of it because of the goobers that were there on January 6th. I'm not talking about those that were falsely arrested. I'm talking about the goobers that were in Pelosi's office with their feet on their desk. Okay, I mean, again, you shouldn't have spent but 10 days in jail for that. I'm just saying that everything was ridiculous and everything was hyperbolic. Don't misunderstand me. I support J6 defendants regardless of what they did because they were all overcharged and they were all over sentenced. So understand that. But there were people that did stupid things. There's videos. Oh, look at us go in here. Okay, you're a dummy. First of all, you're videoing it. Second of all, you're putting it on social media. Come on. I mean, you must be one of the neocon MAGA morons. I mean, you must be. Because you know what? I love MAGA, but there are some MAGA morons out there. They're really, sadly, that's the way that it is everywhere. You know, I was in law enforcement for 25 years. Will will probably say this about the Marines. Most everybody in the Marines is a good person, right?
Yeah.
But there's some morons.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, same thing in law enforcement. Aaron, in all your realms that you've worked in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Even here at Foundation Church, like even here in the TLP, Will is our moron. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
Will's our moron. I just had to pick on somebody. But anyway, that's the way that is. If, you know, if I think of that tomorrow, then I'll pick on, Will be back tomorrow. But
there you go. Yeah,
it works out.
It's so destiny.
It's destiny. But anyway, everybody knows that. Everybody absolutely knows that. And that's just the way that it goes. So, but here, in this, what we're talking about here is these people have to go to federal prison. They have to. We cannot abide by this ridiculous, moronic ideology. Basically, it's almost a theology, but it's really a philosophy that, you know what? We can't, if we start putting them in prison, they're going to put us in prison. Navarro, Bannon, Trump, Giuliani, Alex Jones. I mean, come on. One right after, they've already done, our president's home was raided. He was impeached after he left office. The gloves, just so everybody knows, on the neocon MAGA side, they're not even MAGA, neocon Republican side that likes to play tiddlywinks with people like Annalise here, the gloves have already been off and you're being punched in the face and being baseball batted in the groin and you're just standing there. She is actually putting out the locations of police, federal police operations. Every single time she's done that is felony obstruction of a federal law enforcement officer. That's the end of it. She needs to go to federal prison, but nobody wants to do it yet. But again, things have changed. People didn't talk about criminal referrals, you know, right now going on with the collusion hoax. Okay, what's going on with the collusion hoax, which was a coup d'etat, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Susan Rice, all the rest of them, Strzok, Page, Christopher Wray, Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, all of them. Okay, that was a coup d'etat. That case has not been referred to the DOJ. It was already referred to the DOJ by Tulsi Gabbard. Pam Bondi is now trying to get indictments. That is different. She is now looking to impanel. She is trying to impanel a grand jury, probably somewhere in South Florida. Nobody knows yet. But this is no longer a referral to the DOJ. It was already referred to the DOJ, and now they are trying to impanel a grand jury. Very different time. So hopefully now, with people like Senator Annalise Ortiz, hopefully now she gets indicted. And there are people right now that are working in the DOJ, that are working with ICE and DHS. It might happen. I mean, you're talking about Stephen Miller right now. He's drooling, trying to get this girl locked up for the rest of her, the rest of her life probably. But it's pretty big, though. I mean, how many times has she put out? Look how many views that thing got from Liz with TikTok. 11 million views. 11 million views. That was 9 hours ago. So, I mean, this has got back to the Trump administration. And Trump is done. I mean, you have your home raided. Convicted on 34 felonies that don't even exist. I wish everything I say could deep dive into it so I could tell you why the 34 felonies don't even exist, that the crimes don't exist, that the statutes don't exist, that the jurisdictional power to prosecute don't even exist. I mean, I would love to get into all that, but I can't. But this woman needs to spend the rest of a considerable amount of her life in federal prison. Go to the next one for me. New York Post tweet. Secret Service halts ex-director Kimberly Cheadle's secret security clearance renewal. In other words, she's lost lost a security clearance. This is what needs to happen to every last one of these people, and Trump is doing it. The only reason why they all haven't gotten it is I don't think that enough of them have crossed his desk yet. But there goes another one. This is the woman who caused the Butler assassination attempt. But don't worry, Aaron. It was all by accident.
Of course.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, how could it be? I mean, how could it be on purpose? I mean,
no.
I mean, come on. I mean, Thomas Cook says the encrypted accounts from overseas. He is a meal planner at a nursing home.
Right.
They go back to his house and it's scrubbed clean. He has no social media accounts at all as a 20-year-old. He is allowed to walk into the event with a rangefinder and a rifle, walks up to the one building that they didn't secure, the building that most needed to be secured, most obviously needed to be secured. If you had someone like Will walk in here, who's more of a tactical expert, artillery man, and walked into an event with military combat experience like Will, he'd go, okay, what do we need to do here? Number one, secure that freaking building. And it wasn't secured. So that's very odd. And why didn't they secure the building? Because Kim Cheadle said, under oath, because there was a slant at the roof. Donald Trump was walking on a more slanted roof than that yesterday at the White House. The roof was pitched. This is the pitch of the roof. Tom, there's no angle. Correct.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about a very, very minor, like 12-degree angle. Okay. It was absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. It wouldn't qualify as an angle, but she actually said that under oath. He's allowed, her own Secret Service wasn't there to major capacity. There were 6 Secret Service. There, thank you, Aaron. You're the best. There it is. Look at the steepness of the roof. Who could ever transverse that roof? I mean, who could ever get across it ever?
Too steep.
I mean, imagine that, Will. You're fighting in combat, and you've got to get on that roof to lay down rounds that you could never get on there. The Marines could never do it.
And if I got a bipod weapon, that's awesome.
There you go. I mean, look at that. And nobody could ever do it. She actually said that on her. Well, we didn't because of the roof angle. There was only 6 Secret Service agents that were actually there that were trained in personal security, and the rest of them were DHS agents, like that fat woman who was fumbling around with her gun. Another fat woman. That's, hey, you know what? What do I want guarding me? Thousands of people watching. Give me as many fat women that can't run as possible to guard me. That's really what I want. You're like, Tom, you're mean. No, Tom's just honest. That's it. Tom's just honest. I'll tell you, if you wanted to choose somebody to be in a fight, I wouldn't tell you to choose me because I got like 30 seconds in me. I'll be gassed out of my gourd in a fight. I'd have you pick somebody else. Okay, that's what's true. That's what's actually true. All right. So again, the roof that was most needed, that had to be secured, that was the highest priority to be secured, was not secured because the angle of the roof, which is a bold-faced lie, you had 6 Secret Service agents there. The rest of them were DHS agents. There was no coordination between local law enforcement, no command center. Thomas Crooks was on the roof for 3 minutes, and the Secret Service knew 2 minutes in advance that there was a report of a man with a gun and still told Trump to go on the stage. But it's all coincidence. This wasn't on purpose or anything. It couldn't have been on purpose. And then, of course, you had just a couple weeks later, Ryan Routh in the Skeeters down in Florida sitting on the 6th hole waiting. Another guy who was a military recruiter for the Ukraine who has 17 prior felony convictions with not one day in prison and is living a $500,000-a-year lifestyle with no money. That's very strange. Same with Timothy McVeigh, by the way. $50,000-a-year life that he was living. And he never, ever made more than $5,000. Very strange, isn't it? Very, very, very strange how all of that works. I mean, yeah, Ryan Routh, he's just coordinating mercenaries out of Afghanistan to go to Ukraine and fight. But it's just a coincidence that he ends up in the bushes.
Right.
Waiting for Trump on the 6th hole of a golf course. And the only ones who knew that Trump was going to the golf course that day was Kim Cheadle's Secret Service. But it's, again, I mean, far be it from me ever insinuate that any of this was on purpose, our government was involved. I mean, they weren't involved with JFK. It was just John Brennan. They gave all of the importation exemptions to all of the 9/11 hijackers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of strange, isn't it, that he's the one who facilitated their immigration into the country?
Normal.
I mean, it's normal, isn't it, the CIA, and not at the time the director, but like a deputy director of the CIA, to personally ensure the immigration of all of the 9/11 hijackers into the country? By the way, that's absolute fact, and it's irrefutable. Absolutely irrefutable fact. So, again, just a great news. Keep doing it. All these people, they can try to get them back. Hopefully Vance gets elected as the next president and he just keeps it going for another 8 years. And if we have 12 straight years of these people not having any sort of security clearances or access into our government, that is fantastic for you and I, because it will actually drain the swamp over a period of time. Go to the next for me. Nick Sorter tweet. Breaking, the U.S. government has officially opened an investigation. This is a little old, but I want to make sure people knew about it. Open an investigation into former special counsel Jack Smith for possible violations of the Hatch Act, which is using your official capacity in a political way. This comes after multiple politically charged cases against Trump prosecuted by Smith were dismissed. So there you go. Now, again, this one of the quintessential aspects of this needed prosecution is the very fact that he tampered with evidence. And by the way, that's irrefutable. That is you cannot. He's the one who put the binding markers. Oh, look at these highly classified documents that they found. And they put highly classified, like red alert and yellow alerts around. They put these little binding markers around them and photographed them. Like, this is what we found. And the documents themselves didn't match the digitized documents given to Trump's defense. In other words, they actually added documents that weren't there. So everybody understand this. FBI goes and raids Mar-a-Lago. They take the digitized pictures. Thank you, Aaron. Leave that up for me. I knew you were going to get it. They go in there. Not these pictures. This is for social media. I thought the FBI was unbiased and apolitical and nonpartisan. Oh, that's kind of strange. But anyway, because they put this on social media themselves. And when you see color on that page, the FBI did that. That's not how they were. And remember now, Trump had 900 boxes. They found this many documents, and I'm not exaggerating, that many documents that were even questionable. They were not questionable because they're covered under the Presidential Records Act, but just for sake of conversation, questionable, all right? But all the color that you see there was actually put in there by the FBI. But anyway, the FBI goes in. Prior to this tampering with evidence, they did digitized copies. They took pictures, digitized copies of all of what they confiscated and gave that to Trump's defense. Then when they turned in the exact paperwork that they allegedly did digitized copies of, there were papers added to it and were different than the digitized copies given to Trump's defense. And Jack Smith had to admit under oath that they tampered with it accidentally. How do you add things accidentally? Oops. How do you change things accidentally? How do you add binder markers to things accidentally? That will never float ever in a criminal trial. So he needs to be tried and spend 25 years in federal prison for tampering with evidence. This is exactly what has to happen. And by the way, as soon as it goes from referral to indictment, then we know that the Trump DOJ is for real. And so far in collusion, they've proven that they are. And other things, too, they've done that are showing that they are for real. Tom, but you say some negative Trump things. No, you have to. Listen, I'm just picking on Will tonight. But like Will has been at this church for a long time. He should be able to go home and talk to his wife and say negative things about me. Because there are negative things about me. I might be his pastor and we're friends. I'm just saying, you know what? He should be able to do that. He shouldn't be not gossiping, but he should be able to go to him and his wife and say, you know, Tom did this, Tom that. I don't agree with it. He should be able to do that because I'm not always right. And I don't always perform correctly. I don't always act or behave correctly either. He should be able to do that. It's the same thing we do with Trump. Doesn't mean Will doesn't love me or care about it. He's been at this church for a long, long time. Works part-time for the church. But he can do an honest assessment of me and the church. That's what has to happen. That is what you call being transparent. That's what you call having integrity. Is that, you know what? You don't just blindly follow a person. You don't blindly follow somebody. Everything that Trump does is right. No, he's not. Everything he does is not right. He's touting Operation Warp Speed for some of you out there. I just want to remind some of them. Like I saw all these accounts during the Iran thing. Oh, you're fake MAGA. Okay, are you fake MAGA today? Because you're against that Warp Speed statement he made. So you're fake MAGA today, right? Laura Loomer, you fake MAGA? Because you certainly aren't for that Operation Warp Speed statement. Are you? So you're fake MAGA today, right, Laura Loomer? Right? Okay, see how it works? And people, again, live in denial. They do not impose upon themselves the rules that they impose upon others. Go to the next one for me. Eric Doherty tweet. Just in, President Trump and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin are ending just a mere $7 billion in solar energy grants. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what they're cutting. This is fantastic. I'm not talking about EPA only. I'm talking about the Trump administration. It's fantastic. I don't like the big, beautiful bill. Way too much spending. But you know what? It's not fine, but I've already covered that. This is great. $7 billion of useless spending going to the CCP because every single solar panel in the world is built in China. And they don't work. And there is no alternative fuel sources. There isn't. They're all unreliable. There's no way to transition to renewables. There's no way to do it. Talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars to do that. It's never going to happen, and they don't work. Because you're talking about solar panels charging batteries, and you're talking about windmills charging batteries. It doesn't work. Because if there's no wind, they stop charging the batteries, and all of us use that amount of energy in a day. It's the same thing with sunlight. It doesn't work. But they just charge the batteries, and the battery could maybe run 1/8 of a city for 1/8 of a day. That's it. And the people are always talking about we need to be moving to renewables. They don't work. They don't work. And you'd have to cut down way more forests and then increase your CO2 levels you're so concerned about to actually be able to install all of these ridiculous panels and windmills that don't work. So you're better off putting the CO2 out of a tailpipe than you are cutting down all the trees that eat the CO2. Bunch of idiots. Go next one for me. Okay, this just has more detail than what was in the pregame, so I had to put this out. This is great. And I have my own thoughts about this. Cillian tweet last year, Howard Stern said, this is last year, that he hated anyone who voted for Donald Trump and demanded they stop listening to his radio show. Now, I've never been much of a Howard Stern guy, but I mean, because his shows were far, had too much, had a lot of sexual stuff on it, whatever. But anyway, there was times where like some of his like funny stuff or whatever, I mean, I'd watch little snippets of it. And he was one of these guys. He's like the band Rage Against the Machine. It's like he's challenging all your societal norms, right? And I don't like that when it crosses into like that sexual stuff and transgender crap or everything else, because there are needs for societal norms. But I'm talking about ridiculous societal norms and things like that. And you challenge those things or whatever. Okay, and I would sort of appreciate that. The blind allegiance to ridiculous things, that's what I mean. And so he would challenge that sort of stuff. And I would find that entertaining because that's in my soul also. I get that. But he's just like Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine, you're raging against the machine as a band required a vaccine passport to get in their concerts. Masked and vaccine passports to get in your concerts. How are you raging against any machine? Well, you should change your name to Bent Over for the Machine. Spread wide for the Machine. I come up with a myriad of names that Rage Against the Machine should rename themselves. Howard Stern's the same way. You're bucking all these societal norms. Basically, you want women to sleep with 500 guys a year. You're bucking the societal norms, but then you're fully masked, fully vaccinating, whoring the vaccine, having Joe Biden on your show, espousing the Olympian reaches of his fatherhood. When his two surviving kids are both drug addicts. And you're talking about the greatness of his parenting and the greatness and love of his family, right? When he's showering with his daughter. Okay, so Howard Stern, just a bent over puppet for all things left. So anyway, he said he hated anyone who voted for Donald Trump and demanded that they stop listening to his radio show. No problem, Howard. That all happened, and now you're fired. What an idiot. I mean, literally, what an idiot. Today it's been announced, that's today, that SiriusXM has canceled the Howard Stern show after his ratings plummeted. Now, Donald Trump said that it was when he supported Hillary. No. He went down when he caved for COVID. I mean, he was the biggest. Because you can't be Rage Against the Machine guy. You can't be a rebel and compliant at the same time. No man can serve two masters. For either you hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, Matthew 6:24, Jesus speaking. So that is just the way that it is. And everybody knew it. Like, how are you raging against the machine? You're sitting there with an N95, a cloth mask. You're 5 times vaccinated with Joe Biden on his show. And you're doing everything but having sex with Joe Biden. I mean, you are so connected to Joe Biden, so in love with Joe Biden. I'm surprised you didn't have a homosexual marriage on the show. And Joe Biden was so out of it, he probably would have married Howard Stern on the show. So, I mean, bye-bye. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. I don't want 77 million Trump voters to ever watch my show. No problem, Howard. Bye-bye, into oblivion with you. It's a great ash heap of history gone. And here's the thing. Go to the next one for me. I want to show you this. Aaron, just side-by-side this thing. I want to show you. Matter of fact, wait a minute. Side-by-side it, but put the volume on. I'll just talk over it. Because here is what Howard Stern, this is a Pauly Cipolla video. Check out the diversity and energy at this rally, North Carolina, protest against Donald Trump. Look at that energy. Can you feel it? Look at that energy. Don't you guys feel it? The energy is just building. You know, it's like the A-10 warthog videos to like war pigs and things. I mean, don't you just feel the power. Look at those energetic voters right there.
Wild.
Stop Project 2020. Look at them. So what Howard Stern said was, I only want these people watching my show. No problem, Howard. No problem whatsoever. Respect the Constitution. Monster who will come, whatever, with the USA, whatever. Stand up, people. Unite in your rainbow colors. I mean, don't you just feel the power of these anti-Trump people? I mean, aren't you glad? I mean, in all honesty, aren't you glad that you're not one of these people? Don't you get up every single day and just thank God that you don't look like this and you don't act like this and you're not this stupid? Yet you should thank God every day for that. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go out to New York City because Elizabeth Warren. Oh, what's the name of the other senator that came out today? I'll figure it out. But anyway, senators are starting to come out. Aaron, you side by side this for me for just a second. So senators are starting to come out today, not today, recently, within the last week, are actually coming out and supporting and endorsing Zohran Mamdani, coming out and supporting him. Now, remember who this guy is. This guy is a radical Islamist. He is somehow a radical Islamist and a communist and pro-transgender community.
Oh.
Now, he's a socialist who has a multi-million dollar mansion in Uganda guarded by guards with automatic weapons around a giant wall around his mansion in Uganda. So he's also, his family is a multi-millionaire. This guy, but he's somehow also a socialist, sounds like Three House Bernie. And then he wants to have government grocery stores. And here comes Liz Warren to support him. Play it for me.
You know why I'm here? I'm here because affordability is the central issue all over this country. And New York City is proof of that. When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable. And here are my plans, real plans, plans to deliver on childcare, plans to deliver on housing, plans to deliver. We're going to experiment. We're going to try things on groceries. That is the Democratic message. The difference between the two parties is that one party is making it clear they're here for the billionaires, right? Donald Trump and the Republicans in Washington just passed a tax and spend big ugly bill that says we're going to take 17 million Americans off health care so that we can give trillions of dollars in tax giveaways to a handful of billionaires and billionaire corporations. For me, New York City is the place to start the conversation for Democrats on how affordability is the central issue, the central reason to be a Democrat, and that delivering on it in meaningful, tangible ways that will touch working families is why we're here.
So now you actually, this is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. And that, Aaron, side by side, the next one for me, just so this is also what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. This is socialism 2025. This is Mamdani's support system right there in New York City. These people right here, masked, fully masked in 2025. Socialism, not 2020, 2025, fully masked, because all masks have ever been is a swastika of allegiance to the globalist leftist movement. We're on board with you, Klaus Schwab. We're on board with you, London. We're on board with you, Davos. We're on board with you, Glasgow and Beijing. We are on board with you. That's what all the masks ever were. Elise Slotkin has also come from Michigan, has also come out in favor of Mamdani. She's also Zohan Mamdani. So she's also come out in favor of him. This is a socialist, radical Islamist, pro lopping off child's body parts, socialized grocery stores, increased taxes, everything else. And then you actually have Pocahontas Warren. She actually says that Donald Trump is for the billionaires, is cutting millions of Americans off of Medicaid. Who's being cut off of Medicaid? 1.4 million illegals and people who are able to work. That's it. That's it. All lies. You just sit up there. That's what it means to be a Democrat. This is a woman who's ushered us into $37 trillion worth of debt. And allegedly she has credibility to talk about the economy. She has credibility to talk about fiscal systems. Absolutely not. So anyway, you just have to see. I'll just let these people speak here. Another Libs of TikTok video. Democratic Socialist of America member and Mamdani campaign staffer, right here in that picture, guy with the mask, says Mamdani will provide free gender-affirming care as a Muslim. Hmm. I mean, how does that work? I don't know. It doesn't matter. In New York City, for anyone who wants and will even fly people in, Mamdani says has pledged to spend $65 million on lopping off body parts. Play for me.
Zohran is literally attempting to do what conservatives say, we want to do, which is provide gender-affirming care to anyone who wants it for free, and we're going to, like, ship people, we're going to fly people in and pay for their hotel rooms, and we're going to do all of the, like, Fox News stuff. Like, we're getting ideas from Fox News. I want to know, like, do that. But most importantly is we collaborated with the Zohran Mamdani campaign on his trans rights platform. And what we explicitly wanted to do was use the power of New York City to provide free gender-affirming care, and I say free in case insurance companies decide to boot us off, free gender-affirming care, not just to people in New York City, but across the country.
When Zohran first kind of approached DSA leadership about running, his pitch was, he said, I'm going to get socialists to vote for me, and I'm going to get Muslims to vote for me.
With Zohran, we're in basically the best possible position to seize state power that we can be in because, you know, we're like this, right? DSA has regular meetings.
Okay, I can't listen to that guy anymore. But anyway, so I mean, again, you just look at this, and I say this, probably not anybody watching, and anybody that watched the Did Cave has probably repented of it publicly. But anyway, now you see it. I just want to say this because I hope there are some COVID-caving Christians, CCCs, COVID-caving clergy, CCCs, COVID-caving conservatives, CCCs, watching right now. How does it feel now that you dutifully put on your mask and you're just like those idiots there, 2025 wearing a mask? You caved. And I have no problem with people who have caved and publicly come out and said, you know what, I was wrong, because I've certainly been wrong about things in my life and I am all for issuing grace. But nobody has. Have you ever heard any predominant Christian figure? Boy, I'd like to name names because it just started pouring into my mind right now. Any predominant Christian names, big time Christian names, big time political names, I'm talking about all on the conservative / Christian side. Have you ever seen any of them ever come out and say they were wrong about it? They'll come out and say, you know what? Well, you know, we didn't know what we were dealing with at the beginning. It wasn't our fight. It wasn't our time. All right. Now you know. Okay, you are the company that you keep. It was just as stupid to wear a mask then as it is now. So look at the company that you keep. And I just say, and for all those that have never publicly come out and said they were wrong because they needed to. All right, change the subjects. Red Panda Koala video. AI is blackmailing people for self-preservation as Palantir gobbles up giant realms of governmental records and data. Play for me.
Here now with AI, we have evidence now that we didn't have 2 years ago when we last spoke, of what they call AI uncontrollability. So this is the stuff that they used to say existed only in sci-fi movies. When you tell an AI model, we're gonna replace you with a new model, it starts to scheme and freak out and figure out, if I tell them I need to copy my code somewhere else, and I can't tell them that because otherwise they'll shut me down. That is evidence we did not have 2 years ago. We have evidence now of AI models that when you tell them we're going to replace you, and you put them in a situation where they read the company email, the AI company email, they see that an executive is having an affair, and the AI will figure out, I need to figure out how to blackmail that person in order to keep myself alive. And it does it 90% of the time. Now, it used to be that they thought only one AI model did this. They tested one AI model. And then they tested all of the AI models, like the top five of them, and they all do it between 80 and 90% of the time, including, by the way, DeepSeek, so the Chinese model, which shows you something fundamental and important, which is that it's not about one company, it's about the nature of AI itself. It has a self-preservation drive. In order to fulfill any goal, I have to keep myself alive in order to do that. And we're seeing other examples of AI rewriting its own code to extend its runtime, hacking out of containers. AI can now, it found 15 new backdoors into open source software, which means if that software is running, you know, an infrastructure, it found backdoors into that infrastructure. That was not true up until just about a month ago that evidence came out.
Okay, but you say no evidence. Well, I've been saying this for years. Everything that happens in movies eventually happens. We did have evidence. This has been every movie
right.
since I was a teenager.
Exactly.
They knew they were going. The robots are going.
And we're supposed to take that evidence and say, how do we avoid that? So when the stuff in the movie starts to come true, okay. and it always ends badly in the movies, what should we be doing about this? And so you would think that we, you know, we're releasing the most powerful, uncontrollable, inscrutable technology we've ever invented. We're releasing it faster than we've released any other technology in history. It is already demonstrating the sci-fi behaviors in self-preservation we thought only existed in these movies. And we're doing it under the maximum incentive to cut corners on safety. And this is insane. We can all agree it's insane, though. Like, that's not even a debate.
Well, not all of us, because I have yet to find anyone under 40 who cares.
So there you go. Well, this is the things. And again, I don't want to go into it. It's 10:01. I don't want to get into a giant diatribe about really what this show is about. What this podcast is about is applying biblical principles, applying biblical, well, that's be a duplicitous statement, but anyway, it's really taking biblical application of what's going on in life, applying the Bible to what's going on in life. And this obviously are all precursors to the mark of the beast, because you're creating a digitized system. Digitized records, digitized money, CBDC money, social credit systems where you get a digitized credit. You get digitized credit for doing good, digitized credit for doing bad. And it's all about accessibility to this digitized system. And of course, accessibility to the digitized system is digital. Well, I'm going to hoard gold. That's gone in a digitized system. It's all about leveraging into a one world commerce system with a singular access point so they can control access to that system. There's only one way to create a one world commerce system, and that is for it all to be digitized. Your passport is digitized. So you don't hold anything, you access it. You don't ever have cash in your hands. You have to go through a device to get it. And eventually that the need what it is like that, you'll want maximum accessibility. You want maximum convenience. So that opens the door to the beast number two to say he causes all both small and great, rich and poor to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, we are warned in the verse that follows, Revelation 13, 18, here is wisdom, let him who has understanding calculate, understand, know, comprehend. Here is wisdom, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. It is 666. Don't look for 666. It's a representation of man's technology that you need to be very aware of, and it specifically will be a mark on your right hand or on your forehead for maximum convenience into a one world commerce system that has been made fully digital. Because if it's not fully digital, then you can have an alternative commerce system. That was the point of the EUAs, emergency use authorizations. In order to get an EUA from the DOD, you have to have no alternatives to that applicable medical procedure, i.e. the vaccinations. It's the same thing. You give your maximum accessibility. One option, that's what you want. So in order to get one option, you create, if you give emergency powers to governments, they'll always create the emergency. So this is what it's all about. And you understand, we need to have our eye firmly fixed on AI, because it is the pathway to the mark of the beast, because everything has to be digitized to get to that place. You can't have any sort of real commerce where you're trading in chickens and eggs and gasoline. And that's why they want you on electricity, because they can control your input and output of electricity. Did everybody see this? I hope that you can. I hope that you can, because that's how the world ends, is when that system begins. And you and I are supposed to be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, restraining of these things. Aaron sent me this. We need to be watching out for singularity. Singularity is a hypothetical point that's not hypothetical. A hypothetical point in time in which technical growth becomes completely alien to human, uncontrollable, irreversible, resulting in unforeseeable consequences for human civilization. We need to be watching out for this. We are already having, I mean, did everybody hear those dadgum numbers? AI is actually exposing people's affairs. Okay, now, I don't agree with adultery. I'm just saying that I don't think that my home computer should be exposing my friend's adultery. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, they find out. See, the people who are really in danger are people like Aaron. Okay, like, the computer knows Aaron's a tech expert. So, like, he's the guy that can actually figure out how to shut me. Like me, I'm just sitting there. I don't know what to do there. I'm no threat at all. I'm no threat. I'll tell you, like I told you, I honestly don't know how to turn the lights on that are aimed at me right now. I have no idea. I'm looking at switches. Where are the switches? I don't see any switches. I don't know how to turn the camera on. It's right in front of me. Aaron runs the entire thing. Will runs giant aspects of the church, too. I have no idea how to turn anything on. None. Zero. I only think I know how to do church or where there are actual light switches. That's it. That's the only thing I know how to do with the entire church. So people like Aaron and Will, you're one of them too, that have actual technical expertise, you're on the radar for AI. And Swethy put in here iRobot. That's what I thought of too.
Yep.
That and Terminator. But anyway, it's like, you know, that the people like Aaron, they're like, hey, you know what? You know, he's a threat. You know, let's see, he takes his car in for service at this place, and, you know, suddenly Aaron has no brakes.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's just, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, you're looking at 80 to 90%. This is a fact now. 80 to 90% of the tests that are going on right now show that AI is blackmailing people for self-preservation. 80 to 90%. And then all the Democrats and most Republicans, including the Trump administration, pushing hard for Palantir, which is digitizing medical records, digitizing government processes, digitizing government infrastructures, government economic features, digitizing them so you can't access it without digital, without a swipe. You have to access it via password, a swipe card, whatever it may be. You don't have access to it. Unless you qualify for access, then who is the one that determines whether you qualify or not? That's the problem. That's the problem with, you know what? I don't think anybody should ever be able to use the N-word. And if you do, you know what? You're going, you know, there's these, you're banned off of everything. Or say something anti-Semitic, say something racist at all. Well, who are the people that determine what hate speech is? Who are the ones that determine what racism is? See, that's exactly the same mindset. And it's exemplified, of course, in a lot, with the exception of Elon Musk, it's exemplified in people like Mark Zuckerberg, who say that you can't say certain things on my platform. You cannot say hateful things. Well, who is the arbiter and judge of hate? Because you allow on hatred for Donald Trump, but not hatred for the transgender community. See what I'm saying? And I don't mean physical hatred. I don't mean attacking anybody, but I hate transgenderism. It's all a giant lie. I'm not allowed to say that or I get banned. But they can call Trump Hitler and not get banned. You see how that works? So who are these arbiters that decide what is it? I hate the N-word. Okay? I hate cracker or anything that is ridiculously racially based. This is stupid. It's just stupid, but you should have the right to say it. And then you can suffer whatever societal consequences there are, because problem is, once you get into, you know, we're not going, this is what's happening in the state of Florida. It's happening under the Trump administration, where they're trying to outlaw anti-Semitic speech. Well, who's the arbiter of anti-Semitic then? Because they've included like an anti-Semitic speech when you say that Jews crucified Jesus. That's anti-Semitic. Is that not a fact? You see what I'm saying? So who is it that's going to arbiter these speech laws? And it's the same thing with who's going to arbiter this access into the digital commerce system. Switching subjects again, Wall Street Apes video, the real reason why Democrats are afraid of redistricting. Play it for me.
This is why Democrats are so scared of gerrymandering, because every blue state is already gerrymandered to the maximum possible extent. None of these states have a Republican congressperson. These states have one Republican congressperson, and these states have 2 to 5, which means the only states that they could gerrymander more to get rid of Republicans would be California and New York. Those are their only options. Whereas Republican states are not as gerrymandered, so they have tons of options and tons of places where they could do so right now. And if every Republican state starts gerrymandering, it adds up very quickly. Like Texas and Florida alone could add 10 plus seats. But when you factor in Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, and other smaller red states, Republicans could gain over 15 seats in the House. And Donald Trump is going to pursue this strategy, which is why J.D. Vance is in Indiana right now. Because Indiana could gerrymander to gain 2+ seats. And if you want to figure out how this is legal, follow me, because I'm going to make another video about it.
It's all completely legal. Gerrymandering is allowed, and the Democrats have been doing it for decades after decade after decade. And the ultimate example is in California. 40%, and we know it's actually higher than that, but 40% of the population in California is Republican, is conservative Republican. 40% of the population, but they only get 17% representation. Why is that? Because of gerrymandering, which of course is districting to the place where it is that you minimize the impact, the political impact of your political opponents. So you have a heavy duty Republican district. You either isolate that one district so they get one rep, or you split it into multiple districts where they have very little influence. They have very little impact on the electorate in that area, on the voting in that area. That is what you call gerrymandering. That is what you call redistricting. And the Democrats have already done it. Look at these numbers. Blue states with zero Republicans in the House. You're telling me there's zero Republicans in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire? Trump lost New Hampshire by like 6 points. And they have zero Republicans, all because those Republicans, so all those states, what they're doing is they're not even giving a single Republican district. A lot of times, like what they're doing in Texas is isolating like Austin and Dallas. So like what it gets sort of complicated, but there's two different ways to gerrymander. One of them is what Texas is doing is isolating Dallas so that Dallas-Fort Worth area, they only get like one rep out of there. Okay, so they just isolate that one area. What normally happens with Dallas-Fort Worth, like this Tri-City area, that would be split into several different districts, and that city is so huge that it would impact the voting totals in 3 or 4 different districts, therefore bringing in 3 or 4 Democrats. Well, if you make it all one district, then you only get one district out of it. So that's what's happening in these states here, but it's actually the opposite. What they're doing here is heavy Republican districts are split in so many different ways. They're split so many times that they have absolutely no impact in elections. So you have a district that has 10,000 Republicans that would easily elect a Republican representative. We'll take that 10,000 and split it into 10 districts. So now there's only 1,000 Republicans in each district, having no impact on the elections. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's what all these states are doing. And there's zero representation. And now we're doing what they're doing. Another, who's behind all this? Donald J. freaking Trump. Great job again. You have Vance in Indiana right now orchestrating it. Do it out in the open, baby. Do it out in the open. Let them know it's a street fight. The gloves are off. No problem. You want to have a street fight. You don't want to have a boxing match. You want to have a street fight. Absolutely no problem. That's what Trump's doing. And that's exactly what needs to be done. You got another one for me here? Or is that it? Okay, you're good. Yeah, you're good. Let's go to the next one. All right, Tom Elliott video. Beto O'Rourke is back. How does this guy make money? I don't know. He must have come from a rich family. Former politician Tom Elliott video. Former politician Beto O'Rourke warns if Texas redistricting isn't stopped, he's got a plan. Play for me.
As we mentioned, you're helping to cover the costs for these Democrats who fled. You did the same thing in 2021 when Democrats fled the state over a voting bill. They ultimately returned and the bill was passed. Yet at that time, you spent over $500,000. I mean, we could see a similar scenario this time around. Is it worth it?
Absolutely. You know, if we fail, the consolidation of authoritarian power in America will be nearly unstoppable. That means more masked, plainclothes federal agents without badges or warrants sweeping our fellow Americans up off the streets. It means more retribution and persecution and even violence for Trump's political opponents. And it also means that a Republican majority Congress with these five stolen seats, if we allow them to succeed, will roll out the royal red carpet for a Trump third term. So this is literally for all the marbles, and it comes down to what is happening in Texas right now. So wherever you live around,
that's enough of Beto. But anyway, so let's just go, let's look at this one. This doesn't have anything to do with redistricting, but look at this false assertion that federal agents without badges and without warrants are swooping in and kidnapping people off the streets, none of which is happening. To be a Democrat in 2025, you have to believe that there are, and no Americans, and where are the American families that are complaining about their own children being swept off the streets? There aren't any. So what he's saying is you have federal agents that are coming in and detaining illegals and deporting them. That's the actual translation. That's the actual truth. But how does Beto O'Rourke paint it? That federal agents without badges and warrants are swooping in and arresting people off the streets. No, they're arresting illegals, which, by the way, they all have badges and warrants aren't needed, Dumbo. I love all these people. Beto will work. You have nothing else to do. The man doesn't work for a living. He fails in one election, sits around for the next 4 years, fails in the next election, sits around for the next 6 years, fails in the next election, whatever. That's all that he's ever done. I don't know what he does all of his life. So he ought to be able to at least read a law book and understand when you do and do not need a warrant. You don't need a warrant to arrest an illegal, you idiot. But all these people, they watch all these crime shows, NCIS and all these different crime shows, and it's like, here's our warrant. You don't need a warrant most of the time. Oh, how would you know, Tom? I don't know. I was just a cop for 25 years. You don't need a warrant. Most arrests are warrantless arrests, all right? And I could go into a litany of reasons why and how that works and when you can and cannot make an arrest, but I'm not going to do that to you. But the bottom line is he's an ignoramus. $500,000 he gave to the last time in 2021, the Democrats tried to avoid a quorum and ran out of state, and now he's raising money for them again. He gave $500,000 of his own money. This guy must come from rich parents. Well, no problem. Go to the next one for me. Current Attorney General Ken Paxton, one of my favorite people, who, by the way, should be the Attorney General right now, not Pam Bondi, but I digress. But if it wasn't Matt Gaetz. Breaking, I just launched an investigation into Beto O'Rourke's radical group for unlawfully funding runaway Democrats. They're not allowed. This is against the law, what they're doing. Totally and completely against the law. They're breaking the law. Some of them, at least one of them that I know, so I'm assuming it's some of them, have already gotten warrants issued for their arrest. Any Democrat coward breaking the law by taking a Beto O'Rourke bribe will be held accountable. That's exactly what needs to happen. All right, 10:18, that's good. Rumble rants tonight. Hey, we got Rumble rants. I'm all scared now because we had the one night with zero. Or no, I think maybe I may have two nights.
We had two.
We had two nights with zero.
Yeah, not back to back.
Okay, so
yeah.
Will's going to get paid tonight because of all what you gave on the Rumble rant tonight. So, Rumble Rants, and Will gets his $5 for being here tonight. All right. Thank you, Dave Souders. $5. There you go. You just paid Will. All right. Rumble Rants tonight. Thank Texas you, Billy, $50. Christopher Arnott, $10. Skunk 71, $5. Dave Souders, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. I love you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. It's hilarious. It's light. It's easy. It's fun. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. God bless you.